The brand new Victor Harbour Causeway has been connected to Granite Island almost 6 months after the $31 million project commenced. Minister David Basham joins me now. Minister, this is a significant milestone. You must be pleased.
Oh, it's really pleasing to have reached this point. It's gone amazingly smoothly, and contractors have done a fantastic job down there working with the community, keeping the community updated. Anyone that wants to know, just ask one of the workers and they'll gladly tell them where they're up to and what they're doing.
Yeah, so it's all gone pretty smoothly. Everything is as it should be?
As far as I can tell. I mean, there were a few little hold-ups here and there with weather, and that's just delayed it a little bit. There was also a COVID lockdown, certainly delayed it a fraction as well, but all looking on track.
Right, so tell us about it. It's a very significant redevelopment, isn't it?
It is. It's a really big project. It's a fantastic project that sadly the old causeway has reached its end of life. You only have to have a close look at it and see all the props that are holding it up at the moment. The timbers have just got to the point that they aren't able to be continued in its use. It's sadly got borers and white ants through it, so it's sadly can't be maintained going forward. So the state government very much committed to building a new one, and we've done that. It's going to be a concrete one. It's going to be wider, so make it easier for people to walk across, give a bit more separation from the horse tram, from the people, to enable an easier track across for many. And so there'll also be etched into the concrete on the top some Aboriginal artworks that tell the stories of the region, which will also be a fascinating thing to see as we walk across that causeway.
What does it mean now? Are we able to actually start using it now that it's been complete from one side to the other?
No, there's still some many more works to go. So at the moment they're also working on the plaza area at the mainland end, just tidying all that up. They also have to install all the rails on the causeway itself, the lighting, and they also have to put the railway tracks in place for the horse-drawn tram. There's also, at the mainland end, they actually have to disconnect its connection that's currently there. There was a temporary connection put in place to enable its build, because there needs to be a little bend to connect to the mainland to allow the horse-drawn tram to run. And so they will have to dig out at the temporary connection and then put in the permanent connection, just at, which will take a 2 or 3 weeks to do.
All right. And is it still due for completion by Christmas?
That is the hope. It's going to be tight. Talking to the contractors that they don't want any weather delays or anything, but they're aiming to try and finish it before Christmas, but it is going to be tight.
Yeah. And I hear that the horse-drawn tram got some funding as well from the government.
Yeah, so there's also some federal funds going in to support the horse-drawn tram area and get that refurbished. And so there's some great things happening in that part of the world.
And then also the removal of the pylons, those 100-year-old pylons, is that going to be after all of this is finished?
Yeah, that will be done into next year. And so that they'll have to gradually remove the old causeway over the 2022 year. It'll be a fairly slow process and quite challenging as well, because of its the state it's in. It's going to be a bit of a challenge as they pull it to bits. That'll also weaken its structure, and it'll be a challenging dissemble of it. But there will be two sections of the old causeway at either end that will be refurbished and to give some history to the old causeway being there.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And there was a little bit of concern from whale experts this year that there were less whales and less baby whales in the region. They think it's because of the work that's been going on. Any thoughts on that and ways that they can be protected as the continuation of the works are undertaken?
As an avid whale watcher, this year I don't think weather conditions have been conducive to whales settling in the region. It's been a very rough winter. We saw a lot of wave action, etc., over most of the period. We didn't have those calm, settled periods, and that's the times where we do see the whales. So I think that as much as weather conditions as anything were probably the reason for the lack of whales.
And into the future, you know, having the fact that we are investing a lot of money on the into the South Coast must be a really good thing in your perspective, particularly as we start to open up the country.
Oh, I think it is fantastic to see the investment in the South Coast. There's a huge opportunity for us to really tap into the new local attractions of people wanting to tour locally. And we've seen that over the last 18 months where people have actually really congregated in the South Coast, and it is quite vibrant at the moment in what people want to see and do in the region.
Hey, thanks so much for your time today, Minister. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.